I don't know that humans can actually live a life without making mistakes. However, I have discovered something recently that I feel will drastically lower your chances of making a mistake. Hi everyone, I trust this video finds you well. I'm wearing leopard print today in light of our theme of fear. It made sense when I borrowed it from my friend. This little tip and trick is something that I'm only just implementing into my life, but seeing immediate results already. The tip and trick is observing whether the action you're going to make is out of a place of love or whether it's out of a place of fear. If it's out of a place of fear, I can almost guarantee you, you're going to view that action as a mistake. The reason you're going to view that action as a mistake is because it's not something that you really truly wanted to do at your highest level or consciousness. It was something you wanted to do to feel safe in the world. Now, if you're already like, but how do I know if it's out of love or fear? This is a stupid trick. Well, it takes practice, my friend. If it is something that you would like to implement into your life, which I highly recommend, it's gonna take practice. It's taking practice for me, but I'm telling you, as soon as I became aware of this, my quality of life started changing. I seriously stopped making as many mistakes. This was happening for two main reasons. The first main reason was because I was becoming more aware of my actions, of my habit patterns, and of what fuels me to do things. And the second reason was because I stopped doing as many things out of fear. Now, if you're wondering why we most of the time regret doing things that we do out of fear, it's because you're doing it out of a place of lack. So I'm just gonna use a really simple analogy. Just say you're at a store and you see a pair of sneakers that are okay, they're whatever, but you've been looking for sneakers for a long time and you just grab them and you don't really like them, but you're like, this is the best I'm gonna get. And then you're walking and two stores down, you see an amazing pair of sneakers. They're beautiful, they're cheaper than the ones you got. You feel love in your heart and you go back to the store that you got the other sneakers out of fear with and they say, sorry, no returns. There's been so many times where I've done something out of fear that I've had to just be like, okay, this is a lesson. And the lesson is always stop, drop, and breathe before you do something. I'm not saying it's easy as usual. It's simple, but it's not entirely easy in the beginning. And the reason it's not entirely easy at the beginning is because we're used to dealing with things a certain way. We're used to being controlled by the mind. We're used to thinking that we have to, so we do it. I can use so many examples for this, you know, it's like believing that you won't get any better than the guy that's dating you right now, so you just choose to settle, even though he treats you really badly. By believing that and acting on that fear, you are stopping yourself from potentially meeting someone who actually treats you respectfully at the very least. And again, I'm not saying that that's easy. I'm not trying to diminish anybody's process. I'm just trying to paint a picture here about how fear-based actions can trap us in situations, trap us in relationships, trap us in friendships, trap us in jobs. I'm never gonna get a better job than this. I'm not saying that you shouldn't acknowledge the fear. It's very important that you acknowledge the fear. It's just about observing it and saying, I'm not going to act upon you. I'm not going to identify with you. I'm not going to give you my power. That could go the other way too. So just say you really want to quit a job, right? And you really, really, really want to quit this job. You're really, really scared that you're never going to get a better job than this. You're scared that you're going to be there forever, right? But there's a part of you that believes that you can get out and you will get out. But you can only get out if you quit right now. So you march into the job and say, yep, screw all of you. I hate you. Goodbye. You're at home. You did it. But you acted out of a place of fear. If you had observed yourself and said, okay, I can see that you really want to quit now. I can see that you think this is my only opportunity, but I want to let you know that I really truly believe that I can get out of this and I'm going to choose to do it in love. That may not even prolong your process. That may just be a split second decision where you go into your work and you say, thank you so much for everything so far. These are a few things that I didn't like about the job in case you want to take them on board. And I would like $50,000 compensation for my hard work. That's a bit excessive. But do you kind of hear what I'm getting at? When you start to not do that initial fear-based, impatient, fueled action, you could really open up the doorway for a better outcome in general. I feel like that impatience comes from not trusting yourself, and that comes from that identification with the fear. The fear kind of tells you that you're not good enough, that you can't do it, and the only way to do it is by listening to your fear, and that's just not true. It might seem true in your mind, but it's not. So again, if you're still someone that's like, well, I don't know when I'm doing something out of fear and when I'm doing something out of love, the first thing you need to start doing is observing yourself. And people do this in different ways. Me personally, lately, I've just been putting on 10-minute guided meditations for whatever topic, you know, gratitude, positivity, self-love, grounding. And they're really simple, but why I've been putting them on is because I had been struggling to just sit in meditation on my own for a few months. The guided meditation just helps me to get in tune with myself. And after that meditation, I can continue that awareness throughout my day. You know, even if I forget every now and then, it's like, oh, hold on, how's my body feeling? If my body is really tensed up, I can use that as an indicator that my mindset isn't really being fueled by love right now. I relax my body, I relax my thoughts, and then continue to act throughout my day. You know when people are like, oh, it's just been one of those days. Usually when it's been just one of those days is when you kept actioning upon your unhappiness, upon your fear, upon your discomfort. When we don't action our fears, we can get really, really uncomfortable because the ego starts to feel really, really, why isn't she or he listening to me? Why aren't they listening to me? Why aren't they listening to me? I'm important. I have something to say. I'm the only one who can provide a good life for this human being. As beautiful as it is that this ego part of us cares about our life so much, it doesn't necessarily mean it's true. I don't feel like the ego was made to guide our actions. It's definitely there to protect us in some kind of way, but I really feel like we've over-promoted our ego over time. Somehow the guy in the office that was just meant to give everyone tea is the CEO right now and has no idea what he's doing, has no training, has no business mind, but somehow everyone's listening to him. So it's really up to you to stand up for yourself and say, hey, I'm not gonna work for you anymore. Talking to your fear, saying, I'm not going to work for you anymore. Thank you for everything you've done for me so far, but I'm ready to take my business back. If you're still wondering how to implement this into your life, I highly recommend just starting with a 5-minute guided meditation on YouTube. Just search it up right now. There will be so many for you to do. Start yoga, go for a walk, and focus on your breathing. It's really important that you start to be aware of little nuances within your body. When your body starts to itch, if you have pain in your body. I mean, I've had some massive pains in my body that I've just been ignoring. It's symbolic of how not in tune with myself I've been. The more you become aware of yourself, the more you can, first of all, accept yourself. You can hold your boundaries and you can make choices that you're actually proud of, which is gonna stop you from making decisions that you're not proud of, which are fear-based. I don't know if you guys want another example, but I'm gonna give you one anyway. I've wanted to distance myself from a certain group of friends for some time and I've carried a lot of fear about doing this. I'm like, oh, I don't wanna offend them because, you know, they're nice people. It's just not feeling good on my end anymore, you know? My fear was like, drop out of all the chats, don't say anything, just do it, let it go, and it's done. And I was so close to doing that. I was like, yeah, this makes complete sense. That's what we do, right? And I've been friends with these people for a long time. So I do want to show respect. I don't want to show it any disrespect. And if I was to give in to that fear that I couldn't get out any other way than just dropping out of all the chats that we have, I can see how I would have regretted my actions. I literally said to myself, I'm not going to action this until I do a 10-minute meditation. And the reason that I said that to myself is because I was like, even if this isn't fear-based, I will know after the meditation because I'll be in tune with myself. If I still want to do this after the meditation, then I'll do it. I find we do the action first and then deal with ourselves. But I feel it should be the other way around. It should be deal with yourself first and then action, whatever you want to action. So in my case, with distancing myself from this certain group of people, it's kind of just energetically saying goodbye, acknowledging within myself that I've changed. That's big. It's big that after hanging out with these people for such a long time, I'm not resonating with them anymore. Acknowledging that, not beating myself up about it, not beating them up about it, not judging them. Usually when we do something out of fear, once we've done it, we find we need to justify it and we have all these judgments and we're like, yeah, well, I didn't want to work at that job anymore because it was so bad and everyone there was so bad. And I can almost guarantee if you did that action out of love, you would start to see what you were grateful for. Like, this job has provided me with money for my house. This job has paid for my petrol. I've met some amazing people here. Because you take that time, you take that self-care time, I guess, that buffer time for you to get ready for the change, you know? And then when you action it, it's from a place of love, not from a place of fear. So if you're gonna take anything away from this video, all I suggest is before you do anything big, anything major, and even for the little things too, ask yourself, am I doing this out of love or am I doing this out of fear? And I know for some of you, that's just like, yep, heard that before. And I know that because I've been there. I've been there when I've asked advice from somebody like, should I do this or should I do this? And their advice was just pick whatever makes you happy. Well, if I knew what made me happy, I would pick that. Thanks. But I do get what they're trying to say, and I want to say it in a bit more depth than that. Again, it's simple, but it's not easy all the time. There's going to be times where your mind is really strong and very activated by a choice you need to make, very attached to the person that you're trying to make the choice about, very attached to the place or whatever. Your mind is probably going to tell you to not take a moment. Your mind is going to tell you that you don't know which one is love and which one is fear. Your mind is going to tell you that it already knows this is the choice. Why are you overthinking it? Or it's just going to tell you that you don't know, you're not capable of knowing, you'll never know the answer. Let's just be confused forever. All of these thoughts that are keeping you from making a decision or acting really impulsively is coming from the ego, the mind, trying to control you. It's really up to you to just start noticing that. You don't need to do a lot with this. You just need to watch yourself. The next time that you ask yourself this question, don't have many expectations of yourself, you know? Is this out of love or is this out of fear? And you just notice that your hands are like this. You can kind of observe and be like, okay, maybe this is out of fear because I wouldn't be clenching my fists if I wasn't stressed about it. You don't want your actions to stress you out. Even if you are quitting a job, it can be scary, it can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to cause you suffering. I know this is a bit far-fetched for some of you, but I really suggest connecting to something higher than you, whether you believe in God, whether you believe in the universe, source, angels, fairies, whatever it is. Just pray for some help. You don't have to go about this alone. And if that really doesn't resonate with you, just kind of look at yourself in the mirror, give yourself a hug, just feel like you got you in some kind of way. I got you, I hear you, and we're gonna make the best decision. I truly have faith in that. That's really important. You need to start having faith in yourself so that you can stop acting out of fear. Acting out of fear comes from a place where you lack self-faith, self-belief. So just start noticing if you resonate with it. Just start noticing what your actions are fueled by, and you will be uncomfortable when you first start to explore this. Just know that that's part of the process. The video right before this one is actually about healing. I guess this is building on that, and I will link that on the screen right now. It's gonna be uncomfortable as you start to make decisions that change your life, and they will change your life, I'm telling you. And they'll change your life for the better because the basis in which you're creating your life and your decisions is now from a place of empowerment, not from a place of fear, and that's massive. It's kind of like that gold link verse, heaven or hell, which will prevail? It's kind of like that, literally that. Thank you guys so much for watching. This has been such a nice video for me to record. I trust that this will help you in some kind of way. And remember to only take what resonates and leave the rest behind. See ya.